right, man. Rock and roll. So this is Truth Radio Network, broadcasting live, loud, and proud from the northeast coast of these United States. So today we're going to be talking a little bit about internet security. That may sound a bit old-fashioned, ladies and gentlemen, but I remember back in the day where people who used the internet were warned by their parents about the dangers, you know what I mean? How you had to put your real information out there. Okay, today's topic of conversation is internet security. Back in the day, when I first started using the internet, I know this sounds a bit old school, like back in the 90s when the internet was getting kind of big, right? Schools were starting to go online. People were just learning about how the whole thing works. A lot of people were, you know, like your parents, your friends are always saying, you know, don't use your real name, don't use your real information, because you get a bunch of crazy people out there and shit like that who, you never know who's going to be out there, right? So that made sense at the time. But nowadays, you got websites like Facebook, websites like Google, who not only request that your real information be out there, but force you to put it on there or else you're not allowed to use their service. I'm going on to Facebook right now, and if you want to, right now, anybody in the entire world, you can actually go on and find their real name, their phone number, where they live, what they're doing, where they went to high school. Man, it is a stalker's paradise. If I was a psychopath, guaranteed I would go on to Facebook right now and find somebody. Hot chick, maybe, you know, something like that. But I'm not. I'm just letting y'all know that right now. But anyway, I'm going to try to talk a little bit about the programs that you can use. You can't really get around the Facebook thing, but you can make up aliases, of course. Like, I tried Guy Fawkes. Apparently that makes me a terrorist, so I'm going to have to try something else. But, you can kind of make it look like Guy Fawkes. I will today talk about there's some software out there that you can use to, rather than protecting yourself from the internet, because lately that's becoming kind of difficult, you can protect your computer from the internet. Because right now I'm running Windows 8, which, by the way, is a crappy operating system when it comes to using a computer. I always thought that using a computer meant that you would be the user, right? Well, the problem I'm having with this is I can't really do anything with it, right? As far as internet security goes with your computer, in order to use this computer in the first place, you actually have to register it with the company. I turned this computer on, and it wants my name, it wants my email, it wants everything, or else I can't even turn it around, even though, of course, I paid for the thing. So, about that software, if you're running Firefox, which is probably the best internet browser that you could possibly use at this point, even though I do think it has a bit tied into the Microsoft Corporation, which at this point is becoming the most evil internet corporation I'm having to deal with. There are some programs that you can use. I'm going onto my add-ons list right now. You got NoScript, which is a program that you can actually filter out scripts sent by other sites to see what it is you're doing. I'm not so sure what the scripts are for exactly, because I'm not a tech whiz. But what I do know is that when you look at the bottom left-hand side of your screen and you see transferring data from, you're always, no matter where you're at, going to be seeing a Google or a Facebook so you can use this program to filter all of that out. There's another one called Ghostery 2.93. There is, that allows you to, and this is fantastic. You get that program, and all of a sudden you're going to see a big, fat, purple box that, as you use the internet, just keeps getting fatter and fatter with all these trackers that these companies are using to get your information, sell it, and sell you something through that information and track everything that you're doing. There are trackers out there that track every single last foot you take into the internet. The period of time you're on a website, the things you click on, the things you do, what you read, So that program will block all of those trackers, and there's a bunch of other programs out there, but I think you get the idea. They're on your add-ons list. So, but this I've had quite a bit of problem with this technology. I really have. I'm going to the store today. I'm buying a flash drive, and the flash drive says configure the systems that. The systems that it is compatible with include Windows 7, Mac, and XP, but not Windows 8. Kind of sucks, right? So, like I said, to conclude this little bit of what I'm going on about here is, if you're being stalked, don't use the frickin' internet, don't use Windows, don't use Facebook. So I'm gonna move on this segment with the news bit, because that's what you've tuned in for. I know you have. Okay, so apparently we've got Bill Mayer, Bill, you know, whatever the hell his name is, with I think it's I don't even know who this guy is, but I clicked on this article here today. It's on InfoWars, and normally I don't spend too much time on InfoWars because all it is you know, end the Fed, the fear-based mentality of 9/11 was an inside job, and I figure if you don't already know that by now, then you probably shouldn't be looking at the site in the first place. Or whatever. Anyway, so this, we're talking Second Amendment rights. Okay? This is where I'm going with this. This is a guy who, let me bring it right to where I'm trying to get it to. This is all in all, they're talking about how Americans don't need guns, how you don't need guns to express your freedoms, you don't, and
these paranoid types who think that there's going to come a day when the government is going to just go too far for them,
right.
And it's true. Patriots are going to have to organize some sort of ad hoc coalition.
I hate to say it, ladies and gentlemen, but that is what the Second Amendment was written for. It wasn't written for hunting. It wasn't written for a target practice. It was written because the people who founded our nation knew what they ran from, knew what it was they were trying to create, but also knew that in creating it, they were creating a government, and they knew how governments operated. So they knew they had to write something. Not rights. It's not the bill that creates the right. No, the bill is a reminder of inalienable rights, that which you already have. It doesn't, the Republicans say something about this. It is the constitutional rights that we have are not so much rights, but they are given to limit the power of the government from taking them away. Okay?
My question, who's the Jefferson Davis and Robert E. Lee of this militia? How do they coalesce? Who do they decide who to shoot? Who do we trust?
Right. I mean, this bill that we're talking about, this public safety and Second Amendment rights protection bill, it spends a lot more time talking about protecting rights of the gun owners. I mean,
I don't know where I was at in this, but so this is where I'm going with this video here. Not sure I'm going to be able to find it for you, but what I do know is that what CNN is trying to convince you of, Fox News or Fox propaganda or whatever it is you want to call it, they're trying to convince you of shit like 70-80% of gun owners actually support gun bans and gun legislation. Now, I gotta ask you, do you actually buy that? Because I know a few gun owners up here in Maine. The second that legislation, which, by the way, has no effect on school shootings because this supposed Adam Lanza took the gun from his mother. And I actually like, it's entertaining watching these people report one day that Adam Lanza took the gun from his mother and shot up a bunch of people in school. And then the next day they report, well, we have to create gun bans. We have to create gun, you know, legislation. And people go with it. I sit back and I laugh and I say, really? You guys didn't catch that? You know, it's sad, man. And they're creating these fake statistics. They're saying, here we are.
There's a food and beverage lobby. There's a tobacco lobby. Part of what they're trying to do is protect the ability profit. Of the people.
And it's
just serious. Make a lot of money.
Right. Yeah. And they don't even represent the people who are actually NRA members. Because if you look at all of the opinion data out there about NRA members, they're for background checks. They want to be
okay.
Responsible gun owners. They only want-
That's a load. That is a complete load. Went on to Google today and I looked that up, actually. It turns out 80% of the posts that I was looking up, okay, so 80% of the posts actually state NRA against gun control. NRA posts, let me get a direct, here we go. First search results are, and I don't have time to read them. Normally I'm used to going for about 3 hours, but this is all going to have to come together real quick. Stop trying to sell me things, computer. Listen. You got to cooperate, you know? Okay, so NRA threatens to punish lawmakers on gun control, though. NRA warns against new gun control push from EPA, U.S. News. Rolls out new anti-gun control campaign. That's three of them right there, man. Sometimes I think these people are making it up as they go. They are the ultimate psychologists, the ultimate psyops professionals. They literally make it up as they go. If what they say doesn't work, or if you contradict them, they make something else up. They're professional bullshit artists. Okay. So, that is that situation. And like I said, I know people who, the second those gun control bans came up, they bought the guns they were banning, which it's like prohibition that back in the 1920s. Prohibition is not an effective means of actually weeding out of ridding away with what it is you're trying to get rid of. It's actually more better at promoting business, you know what I mean? Back in the 1920s with Al Capone, you get the prohibition of alcohol and alcoholic beverages, you know, beer. What happened? We got bootleggers, we got speakeasies down Chicago, South Side. We got the mob, we got the North Side and the South Side, a bunch of gang violence and killings. And stuff that kind of law promoted. Because when you prohibit something that people still want it, and people are still going to get it. But instead of getting it in a more legitimate way, they're going to get it in a less legitimate way. They're going to go underground. Well, people will find a way. They always do. So I'm quite confident in that. Like I said, people I know, my family, the second those gun bans went into effect, they went online and started buying 30-round mags, and they are in the $1,500 rifle that can work just about anywhere at any time, no matter what weather conditions. It's a nice gun. I never actually got to see it, because me, I'm not really into guns. Yeah, believe it or not, I don't have the money for guns, so. Anyway, we're going to move on to a whole different topic here, and that's one I've been talking about on my podcast for some time now. It's the situation in North Korea. Apparently, in approximately, 12 hours, we're all supposed to be wiped off the face of the earth. April 15, well, at least my time. We're all supposed to be, boom, gone. So, me, in my personal opinion, I think it's like something out of Looney Tunes, where the guy goes underneath the rocket, lights the fuse. Thing takes off, goes about 100 feet in the air, flips over, and drops back on top of them. That's my personal opinion on that. Because as much fear and as much panic as they want to instill in humanity about the idea that we're all going to, you know, blow up, we're all going to be singed like something out of Terminator 2 Judgment Day, it's not going to happen like that. Because if it goes down like that, the people who are working so desperately to control our world will... Well, there will be nothing left to control. There will be nothing left to dominate. If you want to get real technical, I don't even think North Korea possesses the nuclear capabilities. I mean, they can move all their ships around. They can, you know, they can position a bunch of missiles. You can scare us, but nothing's gonna happen I'm hearing about this on Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis. He is a talk show broadcaster just recently syndicated by Premier Radio Networks out there in Portland, Oregon on WKX. I mean, KXM 101.1. And he's kind of freaked out about the whole situation, too. And I just don't think that you fully grasp the idea that this happens every couple of years, and perhaps this is just Kim Jong-un's way of showing his people that he is the strong man, he is the big shot, the big guy. But say I'm wrong, say perhaps in approximately 12 hours, let's just give it a day, 24 hours, say we all wake up dead, y'all can come find me in whatever pit I end up in and say, yo, and I'm like, don't do it, I know I was wrong, but you know what, I was just using my best judgment. So, I mean, it could go either way. Man is a very, very, very free-willed species. We're very split-minded as well. We can make any decision we want. So there's really no way of planning out the future. Kim Jong-un is a very human, as unhuman as he acts, he is still a very free-willed human being. So this could go any way. I'm just telling you from my personal experience what might go down here. And I don't think much is going to go down. I think a bunch of people are going to spend a lot of money on food they don't need and, you know, survival gear. But honestly, I'm going to read off to you a few articles that we have here on this one's coming live from the one and only PrisonPlanet.com. Wow. This is exactly what I was saying. White House says Democratic People's Republic of Korea has no nuclear missile capability. Wow. Democratic People's Republic. Democratic Republic. It's kind of a familiar concept, isn't it? Never mind, you'd have to know a bit about politics. I'm sure y'all do if you're tuning in. Bring that back a second. Hold on a sec. I just saw something that blew my mind. It said, North Korea armed thanks to Bill Clinton. Well, that doesn't shock me now, does it? It wasn't Clinton, the guy who did the NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. I don't know enough about that, but I know it was very bad for our economy. Bill Clinton. Okay, so, the situation is, it is getting kind of hairy, but like I said, there ain't much to worry about here. So, I'm going to move on to a completely different topic here. There's a lot of people out there who are worrying about all of this shit. And I'm one of them. Okay? I'm one of those people who are thinking, it's, you know, I'm maybe in a sick, twisted way, I want to think that this is all going to go down. And I think in a way, people want to believe that the world is going to end. You know what I mean? Think. It's some suppressed sort of trait that society possesses. Maybe it's that conflict that I put it pretty clearly in one of my shows. I said mankind is very split-minded. By nature, the human mind actually argues with itself, whether the person is aware of it or not, in order to deal with or work out a problem. The same thing can be said about society. People love conflict. People like violence. Whether they admit it or not, they do. That's why people play Call of Duty, Black Ops. That's why people pay so much attention to the war. And they push it off like, oh, that's such a horrible thing. Come on, if it's so horrible and if it bothers you, why are you watching it? Now, it's just the way society is right now. We can't seem to work out our problems without fighting with each other. Well, that's kind of, I spend a lot of time worrying about this shit, but really, I'm trying to move past and move into a whole different topic. Now, this week on my shows, I don't know if you guys from my podcast are actually listening right now, but this week is a different week. Next week, I'm going to be talking about a little bit more complicated, a different kind of focus. Now, what you guys who don't know much about it call the occult, what some people call strange encounters, just quantum physics, bigger picture kind of stuff. But for now, I'm going to read off a little bit of the news, and I'm going to try to give you my best take on it. And yeah, because I haven't had really much time to get all too deep into what it is I want to talk about. So DOD issues instructions on military support of civilian law enforcement. Okay, Democrats call for door-to-door gun confiscation. Let me elaborate on that one. About 3 weeks ago, I had a dream where I was in a house, somebody's knocking at the door, right? And it's some dude trying to get my gun or something like that. He's coming to, you know, door-to-door gun, forget it. Anyway, in the state of California, right now, there is legislation being passed to confiscate, go door-to-door, and confiscate guns from people who are being labeled, marked, you know, diagnosed as mentally ill. Now, what that means is if you go into a psychiatrist and say, listen, man, I'm depressed, okay? I need something. The only way he can give you that something, the only way you can justify giving somebody an antidepressant is if you give them the label depressed, severely depressed, chronically depressed, manic depression. Labels do not mean that you're mentally ill. Labels have nothing to do with mental illness. In fact, in my personal opinion, I believe mental illness is an invention of the pharmaceutical company in order to deal drugs and keep people socially conditioned. But that's that topic for another conversation, another show. But what's happening here is people who are going into doctor's offices, getting these labels and getting these drugs, they're getting on their door. And people are, and they're actually dumb enough, maybe it's because of the drugs they're taking or whatever, but they're dumb enough to open their door. Now, I say that because they can't actually come in and take your guns unless you open the door. But if you do, they can come in and they can take your gun, and that's it. That's the end of it. No warrant, no justification. There's this one story about this woman in California whose husband's gun was taken as well, but he wasn't even labeled as mentally ill. So, I mean, that's pretty crazy, right? Just walk in, take every gun, don't look at the papers, don't look at who they belong to, don't ask anybody, that's mine, that's mine, that's mine, see ya. And you gotta ask yourself, how do these people know who's mentally ill? Huh? Oh yeah, Obamacare, huh? It's kind of a weird connection I'm drawing. Obamacare. You mean that law that was passed recently? That basically discloses all of your personal information to the, I hate being so general because I'm not really sure, but United States government keeps your files on records, local law enforcement, stuff like that. It's like we're kind of living in a medical surveillance state or something. I'm not sure, but it's not good, man. I mean, they've got you on lists, man. They've got you on lists. So if you are... if you're diagnosed, they're going to know about it. And that's how these door-to-door gun confiscations are being done out. Yeah, that's with the Bill Meyer thing I was just talking about, saying the Second Amendment is bullshit. Those are his exact words, not mine. HBO, that is the network I was talking about. So this, people are actually tuning into that. I was sitting there and I'm thinking, man... This isn't a CNN broadcast. This is a freaking meeting at the Bilderberg Group. Hell no. There ain't no way. But people are sitting there clapping like sheep. I'm like, man, that ain't right. That ain't right. People are eating this up. But they're eating that right up. So anyway, back to the news portion here. Assault on gold update. Assault on gold. Okay, biotech and agricultural industry. Okay, well, I'm going to switch topics here. Chemtrails. We're talking about the biotech and the agricultural industry on the news, which I'm reading right here. And, scratch that, Monsanto bill, that's what that was. So, it's just recently been discovered that the people who are selling chicken nuggets are dealing drugs. What a lucrative industry. It turns out that the Monsanto Protection Act was written by Monsanto itself. And Senate Some guys in Senate apparently gave him permission to do it. Like, hey, you know, you make the meat, you make the drugs, right? And you get control over the FDA. So now, apparently, you can't sue the company should anything go down. But yeah, it's crazy, man. I mean, imagine if these guys wanted to make a new pharmaceutical. Say they could create a pill that makes you want to eat more freaking Tyson nuggets. I don't know. Trip you right out, get the munchies. Hey, first thought, chicken nuggets. Let's go get some at Mickey D's. Monsanto is actually the most corrupt in meat-making corporation there is. It's straight-up GMOs. It's practically genetically modified organisms. These are the guys, and if you've ever seen Food, Inc., these are the guys who have hundreds of thousands of chickens who've never seen the light of day, going through meat grinders and patties and shit on the production line, man. I don't want to go into any graphic details in case, you know, but it's violent, man. And these are the kinds of guys, this is the company who will sue you. As a farmer, up here in Maine, we have a company called Oakhurst. They make milk, okay? Oakhurst got sued for labeling their milk non-GMO. That's it. Non-GMO. That's it. Monsanto claimed that it makes them look bad. That's right. Monsanto sued our little old Maine company, Oakhurst, for making them look bad. Well, my God, you've got to be kidding me. How can you not look bad, man? I honestly, I look in the back of everything I eat now. Like, you got Peter Pan, right? So you got the, like, peanut butter companies. You got meat-making companies all intertwined, selling the same. I guess where I'm going with that is you can't. As a farmer, you can't run a business. There is this one farmer on Food, Inc. who has so many lawsuits from the company Monsanto. Yeah, that's where I was going with this. So many lawsuits that he can't actually afford to do anything anymore. He's had to sell everything he owns. And that's really the trip, man. I mean, they keep these private farmers invested in their company or working with them so in line by threat of lawsuits. I mean, it's been a while since I've seen this, but they've got a real system how they go about doing this. So I'm going to move on with the rest of the news. We don't have much time left here. So, okay. This one's going to fascinate all of you Americans out there. The Department of Homeland Security has spent billions of dollars on 357 hollow point ammunition. Apparently, over the course of this year and last year, they've managed to purchase over 6 billion rounds. That is a large amount of ammo that they supposedly don't need for any particular reason other than to stockpile it. I don't really buy that. Obviously, they have, the government doesn't spend on anything that they don't need. For example, you say the stimulus bill, right? They spend all that money on things that they don't need. Like millions of dollars for, there's a study on elephants in Africa. They spent about, like, what, $6 million on that? But I think there's a reason behind why it is, honestly, the government is spending all this money because money ain't no big thing. With the Federal Reserve, they print countless dollars that is really just paper. It's all paper. It has no value. It is what the Republicans call fiat currency, which means it doesn't affect them. It affects us, right? So they can spend as much money as they want on these bullets. They can spend as much money as they need to spend. So, I guess what I'm saying here is they're buying a tit ton of bullets, and it ain't no big deal to them that they've done it, but, you know what, this is what I'm trying to get at. I honestly think that they do it because they know when you're reading InfoWars. They know that kind of information is going through InfoWars.com right now. They know people like us are going to be paying attention to it, and they know what effect it's going to have on the minds of people who pay attention to this shit. Like I said, money ain't no big thing, so if they want to do something like that just to see an article show up in InfoWars, they can. And I'm running out of news here. I've been regurgitating this stuff for the past month. So, like I said, give me a minute here. I guess what I'm getting at is it's all fear-based mentality. All right? I spend all my time reading about this InfoWars garbage. And I know, and they know, that you're going to be reading about it. They know that you're going to spend time reading about this. And I think they're trying to keep our head in the wrong place. But I'm going to move on from this topic because it's going nowhere. So I'm going to continue with the news here. And you know what? That's my problem. That's the problem I'm having here. It's just the same thing. I'm trying to read off the news from the site, and it's the same thing over and over again. Gun control. New York town removes flag as offensive Tea Party symbol. Senate passes gun control. Gun control. Gun control. Man, if I had this all figured out, I would have been... I'll tell you right now. This is just yeah, so, I mean, this is really, this is just, it's the same thing. I honestly came on to talk about this, but there's just, I'm trying to read the news off for you guys. I've been talking about the same thing over and over again. I need, you know, folks out there who are listening, I have been doing this bullshit. A month now. No, not a month. I've been doing this for 3.5 years, and I got the idea that I go on live and talk to you guys about the Alex Jones mentality that y'all can just look up on YouTube if you want. This is a waste of time. I'm going on looking at the same information from the same people on a day-to-day basis, and me personally, I'm a kind of a person who wants some new shit. You know what I mean? I'm the kind of person who's looking for discovery. Infowars.com is not the truth. Alex Jones is not the truth. All he is reporting the news from the right perspective. But when you proclaim that this kind of information is truth, it's like saying, I woke up from my dream into another dream, but now I'm awake. It's like a second starry dream, man. It's like saying, you know, this is it. Well, I'm going to be broadcasting on my show here, and I'm going to be telling you guys about the big picture, okay? I didn't have anything set up for today, and I'm sorry about that, I really am, but I didn't have anything set up. Nothing. Next week, you're going to be hearing some real information, and I'm going to give you a little clue in as to what I'm going to be talking about. There's a phenomenon going on in California right now, also known as, it may sound like some crazy shit, and I thought it was myself until I actually looked into it. It's kind of like an urban legend. They're calling it, black-eyed children, right? Men in Black. Now, when you actually look deeper into this phenomenon, there are a lot of similarities as to the people who are having these experiences. There's a lot of similarities as to the way they're describing these experiences. And that's the kind of stuff I'm going to be talking about with y'all. Not this Second Amendment. They're coming to get your guns. They're coming to get your children. And they're coming to give y'all flu shots. Hell no. Man, we are at a new age in this movement. We are at a new time. We woke up. 9/11 was 10 years ago. And I'm still seeing posts on there about, 9/11 was an inside job. 9/11 was an inside job. Well, you know what? I hate to say it, but I figured that out watching that Does Not Exist video that used to be called 9/11 Coincidences. And I'd like y'all to go out there. The video was taken down, but it's been put back up on YouTube. I don't need to tell you about it. If you don't already know, go on YouTube. 9/11 Coincidences Part 1 through 19. Boom. That's an hour and a half that will change your life. It sure changed me. Scientific evidence, of course, supporting that 9/11 was an inside job. But we're already past that. I think it's we zoomed out 10 years ago and we saw the face. The face of the picture we're looking at. We see the people that control our universe. Now it's time to zoom out and see what's behind them. the trees, the stars, the planets. It's time to see the big picture. It's time to see how our universe operates, how the people who are operating you are being operated themselves. People like AJ, JB, Jason Burmes, they've hinted at it. They don't want to talk about it at risk of sounding like someone like me. I hate to say someone like me, but the truth is I've been called crazy my entire life. But don't make you nuts. It's just insanity, by definition, is an omission from the norm. It's being different. And so I think it's time we step back. There's a lot of weird things out there, things that would scare you, things that make it hard for you to sleep at night. And then there's things out there that might get you interested, like this MIB, alien, ghosts, kind of paranormal, supernatural kind of feel to it. You know, really, really interesting topics. And we got a show over here in the United States right now called Ground Zero. Clyde Lewis talks a bit about this kind of stuff, and he mixes it in, of course. So I guess I really don't have much more to say except tune in. I'm going to try my best to tell you what you don't already know. I'm going to reference somebody here before I go. I'm David Icke. There's a lot of people, I believe David Icke is a psyop. And I'm telling you this right now because there's a lot of people who are into the New Age movement, as they call it. But unfortunately for them, people who are in this movement are referring to people like David Icke, who preaches of living in love, living in happiness, and raising your vibrations. But in order to raise your vibrations, you actually have to stop reading about the shit that he has on his website, which is ex-military, bio, environmental engineer Christine Megan blows whistle on chemtrails, something about pedophilia, that's like the fourth time today, can the awakening be hijacked, and the entire economy is a Ponzi scheme. Man, I can feel my vibrations really, you know, I feel like God right now. Woo! Hell nah, dude. See, the one thing he doesn't really add in there is that they're trying to keep people on edge. Keep people living in fear, right? I'm going to lose my job. I'm going to lose my kids. I'm going to lose my country. I'm going to lose my rights. I'm going to lose my freedom. But unfortunately, you're not going to lose... I mean, fortunately, you're not going to lose either of that. Especially if you learn how to control the one thing that you can never lose. And that is, which is within you, your soul, your consciousness. And that is the one thing that they want to control the most. You ever seen InfoWars? It's a war on for your mind. You ever think that they're hinting at something when you click on that? You ever think that by spending hours a day that you might be lowering your vibrations and living in that path of fear? I honestly don't think that... I don't think you can really find this kind of information on a website or by following a man or a message or a radio show. But, I mean, it's, at least I'm going to try to do my best. I'm not going to try to, you know, give you fear-based information. But from time to time, I may come at you with something that blows my mind even about how... Like, for instance, I had the report about a week ago that they're actually testing anthrax vaccines in infants down in South Carolina. I had the report on that because I was just like, oh, man, that blew my mind, man. But that kind of shocked me too, but I'm going to try to keep it in straight and narrow. So with that, 5 o'clock somewhere, and it sure is here, so I guess I'm going to have to sign out. This is a good first day. How about it?